And of course, Paula Huff from your place is the PI on that really important international adjuvant study. You know, getting back to this issue of capecitabine and 5-FU and what you were just saying about oxaliplatin, another situation where this comes up, and your colleague Chris Crean was pretty, how can I put it, vocal about this in a JCO editorial a while back, is the question of capecitabine versus continuous infusion 5-FU as part of neoadjuvant therapy for rectal cancer. And he actually discussed this on one of our programs. Mm-hmm. Felt like, for example, trials such as NSABP-R04 that's looking at that in a randomized fashion, although now I think they're looking at oxali also, was maybe not the best spend in terms of resources. What are your thoughts in the situation of neoadjuvant chemo radiation therapy of capecitabine versus 5-FU?
That's a very good question. And one of the issues that I think we need to recognize is that we can't study everything. We have to choose what are really important questions to answer. I personally don't think it's a really important question to decide, is capecitabine superior, inferior, equivalent to infusional 5-FU or bolus 5-FU? The Memorial Group has data for preoperative rectal cancer that whether you give patients bolus 5-FU with radiation or infusional 5-FU with radiation, the outcomes are equivalent, actually. I think the surprise came with the intergroup trial that showed infusional 5-FU as part of adjuvant therapy for rectal cancer was superior to bolus 5-FU. Part of that may have been how much bolus 5-FU people got. There are a lot of reasons why that study could be positive. But if we accept the Memorial data that there really is no difference between bolus 5-FU with radiation and infusional 5-FU with radiation as part of a pre-op strategy, I think it's very likely that capecitabine will not be necessarily inferior to infusional or bolus 5-FU. And if you get a speaker on your program who can give you a biological reason why it might be inferior, I'm all ears.
I can think of a lot of biologic reasons might be better.
Understood. That hasn't necessarily been established from the studies that have been done thus far. But I really do think it is a very convenient drug to give with radiation to patients with rectal cancer. We are looking at it in upper GI tumors more, not so much esophageal, some gastric, certainly pancreatic, small bowel tumors. It is an easier way. We think we know how to dose it now. I just don't think in terms of resources and really nailing down this question, because I think to see a difference, you would need large numbers of patients. I mean, one of the areas that we haven't discussed today is I do believe the biologics will have a role as radiation sensitizers. And I think it's much more important to spend our resources investigating both their biologic activity as radiation sensitizers and the clinical endpoints as radiation sensitizers. And to try to argue this 5-FU capecitabine with radiation is just not something that gets me worked up.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Wolf, please turn to the second CD.